broadcasting from the center of the universe and the Thrive15.com world headquarters. It's the Thrive Time Show.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to the Thrive Time Show on your podcast download. You see, we get so many questions that are emailed to us to info@thrivetimeshow.com that oftentimes we can't fit in all of the answers to all of the questions on the radio show, because the radio show is only live 2 hours a day. And so what you have to do is you have to, ask yourself as a podcast producer, as a entrepreneur, is it worth doing? Do you actually want it? If you don't have time to get it done during your normal day, is it worth doing? Well, this podcast to me is not, I don't view it as a job. I view it more as like a mission, because I see the impact it makes in the lives of so many people. And so I would just encourage you to know that if you own a business and people are asking you questions or for help or for advice, and you can fit it in during your workday, do it, right? We talk about goals. And if you can't fit it in during your workday, ask yourself, is it worth, the extra mile? Is it worth going ahead and doing it on a weekend? Is it worth it? And for me, I absolutely love the Thrivers. And so I'm taking time out of my schedule on the weekend to answer your questions, because I really care. I know Eric Chupp cares. And so we're going to answer your question. The question that came in was, at this point in your life, is technology more of a help or a hindrance? Okay.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
So here is my core thesis, and maybe Chupp can turn these into some actionable show notes, but here's my, and I'll try to speak calmly on this. When I went to high school, I had a friend that I went to school with, named Joe Casey. Joe Casey was in my wedding, and he served us proudly in the United States military. And Joe was a good guy, good friend. And so Joe, to this day, if he were to call me or email me or whatever, if he got a hold of me, I would take the call, because I like him. You know, he's a good guy. I want him to do well, because he's a friend. He's invested in my life, and so I've invested in his life. We have that relationship. And I'm going to try not to have a complete breakdown as I do this right now, but I'm going to attempt to go to Facebook.
Oh, my God.
And pull this up real quick here. So I'm going to Facebook, and so, like, today I have, it says 99 plus messages that I haven't responded to. So the question is technology more of a hindrance or a help to you? Again, just check this out. Mac has just sent me a message. Shannon has sent me a message. Nancy has sent me a message. Ian has sent me a message. Michael has sent me a message. Grant has sent me a message. Eric has sent me a message. Not this Eric.
Different
but,
Eric.
But here is the message. We have, I'm just going to go through right now so you guys can understand it. Steve, you look over my shoulder, you can see this. Somebody has sent me a message that says, I must join and watch. Someone says, I must join and watch. I must do that. That's something important. Somebody says, send an attachment. Somebody who is a friend of my enemy continues to email me about why I'm mistreating their cousin. Then we have this other guy. Having some big event who I fired, who wants me to attend his big event.
Yeah.
We have, this is somebody who, I don't know who this is, but I'm sure I wouldn't like them. This is a guy who I've blocked from my phone. I've blocked from my email. And now he's sending me a message on Facebook. We've got another person who is screwing me, who just sent me a message. We just have pulled up the recent ones. Let's keep going. Mm. This guy who screwed me is sending me a message. I can't think of anything positive it'd be about. This person who I just recommended we fire because they don't do a good job sent me a message. This person will not stop calling me ever, no matter what.
Clay, they just give me minute by your minute. Your face is just turning red right
update.
Now. It's just
so
it's
I'm saying is like, this is just the recent ones. So again, I don't have, the question is it more of a hindrance or a help? To me, I see zero point at all of having seen those messages. And I am now pissed off as a result of seeing them. I don't want to see them. I don't give two craps about these people who are sending me messages. Right? So I don't. And then again, like, well, we could set up your phone to remind you when your appointments are. I'm a grown man. I know when my appointments are. I print them off on a piece of paper. I don't want a reminder. So again, all these apps and these reminders and these social media things, because you're asking for me, is it a hindrance or a help? I would say as it relates to a smartphone, the article, I want to put a link on it, called Is Your Smartphone Making You Dumb? I would 100% answer in the positive. Yes, a smartphone is making everybody dumb. You do not need to get messages from people you went to high school with who you didn't. If I wanted to continue a relationship with you after high school, you know what I would have done? Called you. But I didn't. So the silence should be profound.
Yeah.
I don't want you to reach out to me, or I would have reached out to you. But with the way that social media works and text messages and email and all that, you can really just bombard yourself with messages from people that you don't choose to receive messages from.
Yeah.
So email, text, social media. To me, those are all one big giant step backward for mankind. They've ruined relationships. I know men who have got divorced and the core issues started based on their Facebook habits.
Yeah.
Like, who are they talking to that they used to date on Facebook? I've seen that happen.
My friend Jim, one of my supercar buddies that drives, literally, like, he didn't shut down his Facebook, but he like it's still around, but there's like a red blurb as his profile pic. Mm. Because that was happening, because people would see his thing and these women would message him.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about him, is his wife was like, what is going on? And he just said, shut it down. And you won't catch him on there anymore. Like, he literally,
and that's
some guys can't do that.
And that's 100% how my Facebook is. Like, so I will post things that I believe to be positive encouragements. I'll have John do that for the Thrive Nation. And if you don't like it, you don't have to. I don't ever really post anything negative, just all positive encouragement. But I cannot. So email, horrible. Social media, horrible. Giant step back. I've noticed that texting technology is terrible. ClickFunnels have made salespeople retarded. I've noticed that all these companies try to make these very fancy automated click funnels. Chep, I'm sure you've seen this, but you've seen salespeople that have tried to automate the idea of, okay, what we'll do is we'll have the customer fill out this form instead of talking to them. And then we're going to go ahead and have it send them this email instead of talking to them. And then it's the application that we've written, the code, is going to remind us to text them instead of calling them.
And then you
become worse at sales.
Well, you've got it right here on the show notes. Technology cannot automate diligence. Okay, and as a salesperson, that's like one of the key things you have to have. You're not going to have, if you can't have yourself reminded, a little message on your phone or on your computer screen is not going to help you remind you to do that. It's not going to work.
Can I say step two?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
This is yes. Exciting.
Technology cannot eliminate jackassery.
Right, so somebody who is choosing to behave poorly and they say, I have a hard time calling my leads. The core issue is they don't call their sales leads.
Well, here's one thing I want to jump in here, because certain technologies, right? Now, some kind of technology, if you use the technology the way it's supposed to be used, it can work. Let's say you have some jackassery going on in your call center. You can record their calls. You can know what their call volume is with technology.
And
you
that's
can
how watch I wanted it. To end the show, is with technology that helps.
Right.
But first, I want to bitch about all the technology that is.
Chup.
No, I mean, it's because.
Stop being positive.
I want to complain. I want to get this out there, because there's people out there who are, their offices are being destroyed by this.
It's true.
Yeah.
So technology can't automate you being consistent. And it can't eliminate jackassery. So I'm going to list, under step two, Chip, I'd like to list out the technology that I see destroying offices, okay? One is ClickFunnels. I see ClickFunnels destroying offices, where you're trying to automate your sales process. You're trying to make a drip campaign that's going to convert people for you. I see that just killing businesses. I see it, I mean, I really do. Killing, literally destroying all sales leads. Another thing I see killing marriages is I see social media killing marriages. I see it all the time. The great one-upsmanship of Facebook. I see that. I see it happen. The next thing I see smartphones killing human interaction, killing conversations.
Yeah.
Killing time with your kids. I see smartphones absolutely destroying that. I see accounting programs killing your knowledge of how much money is in your checkbook. I see people bouncing checks all the time because of their fancy mint.com account that they don't update. Mm. And now, because they've got this fancy mint.com account that they can't log on to, by the way, because they can't find the passwords, now they don't know their basic math. They don't know the balance of their checkbook. I also see technology. Oh, yes, I do. I see technology killing people's basic memory.
Mm. Yep.
So people don't know how to get to their friend's house. And I saw it happen the other day. There's a young man who said to me, they said, hey, I need to follow you to the man cave to record because I don't know where you're located. And I said to the young man, he's probably in his 30s. I said, young man, sir, you followed me yesterday and the day before. And he goes, yeah, but I was using my Google map thing. So he doesn't even know where he was, but yet he drove 15 miles and has no clue at all. I mean, he doesn't know east or west or north or south. He has no clue.
Right.
At all. So if this person get, and I've had people, I'm not exaggerating, I've had employees in the past and they're not making this up. They literally, Chip, I'm almost done listing all the ways you can ruin your life with technology.
Keep going.
They can't pay a bill because they switched to Google Wallet and they can't find their password. I've had employees call me and say, I have the money in my account. I just can't get it because I can't log on. Is it possible that you could give me $50 and I'll pay you tomorrow? I can't log on. And I need to wait till Monday to get a hold of the bank because I can't find my password. And Chuck, have you met somebody who couldn't find their password, their login for their online banking, and therefore couldn't make a payment? Have you seen this? I see this a lot. Steve, have you seen this? Chuck,
this is exactly why when my son turned 18, I drove him into a remote part of Oklahoma. I took his phone. I slapped him in the face and I left. And I said, as I was driving off, I was like, figure out how to get home.
It's a bummer. We haven't seen that kid in like a year and a half, but I mean.
Oh, yeah, his mom.
Chuck, have you seen this before?
Yes. And it's not just with the Google Wallet. It's passwords in general, right? And this can limit your life. If you are set up on some technological spree where you've tried to automate every bit of your life, you spend more time and have more anxiety just trying to freaking log into the things than it was worth just doing the work in the first place.
I have more.
Keep going.
I have more. I have a friend who uses the Amazon Alexa to automate his house, and he could not open up his garage door or turn on the heat or turn his TV on because he somehow made his house smart automated, and something happened where something, I don't know what, they got messed up. And I'm not kidding. He could not find the passwords. He could not open the garage. He could not make his house warm, nor could he turn on his TV. So here he is on a weekend, and he has to wait till Monday to get a hold of some tech company.
He's in a cold house, can't leave because the garage door's closed.
This is
real. TV and probably no internet.
And I'm just telling you. So again, I think technology, by and large, is destructive.
Did he actually, by doing that, automate his boredom?
I don't know. Overall,
drop that bomb.
Overall, I don't like technology. Now, let me give you technology that I do like, and I'll list those off for ones that have helped me that has been a help.
And
for me.
Chubb tried to steal your thunder a minute ago. So
sorry,
I'm just
sorry
that
about
out
that.
That's okay. One is a company called Clarity Voice. It's Clarity, Clarity Voice, or 8x8.com. That's a phone system. Those are phone systems. They allow you to record your employees' calls so you'll know what they're saying when talking to customers. And every big company, I mean, American Express does that. Target records your interactions when you shop there.
Yep.
They have cameras in the store, so they're recording you to cut down on theft. So again, that technology is great. I mean, video cameras are great. So again, the program I would recommend is Clarity Voice or 8x8. Now, video recording, I'd recommend a company called Nest, N-E-S-T. And that really, really helps eliminate gossip, employee theft, customer theft, those kind of things, because you can film what's going on at all times.
But make sure you got audio. You want to make sure you're recording their audio. The camera needs to have audio on it.
Yes. You got to do that. Now, the third technology I think is a powerful thing is I think that just the Google suite of products.
Yeah.
So I would say specifically Google Sheets.
Yep.
Has made it where anybody now, essentially, whether you can afford it or not, can have a free access to a program like Microsoft Excel. So I think Google Sheets is powerful. It allows people that didn't previously have access to Excel because maybe they couldn't afford it. It allows them to do that. The second thing that's powerful is Gmail because that allows you to create business emails affordably. Another technology that's really helpful that for people is your Google Calendar. That's powerful, allows you to know what's going on with your office. Google Sheets has replaced Word. That's a powerful technology that's helped a lot. The next technology I want to share with you guys, Google Docs. The next thing I want to share with you guys is flat screens. Flat screens have made it really affordable to put up signage. Back in the day, I mean, printing a big sign would cost you, I used to work with restaurants, and they'd spend $500 printing out a new menu. The big menu board. Like at Chipotle, they have the physical boards
right.
that shows the price of things.
But now it's all digital, so they can just change it on a whim.
Yeah, I went to Chipotle the other day, and I noticed, I thought to myself, I wonder how long it's going to be until they go 100% digital, because they still had some printed signage.
Yeah.
And it's so much more money. And a screen today is like $350, and you can just keep changing the message.
A second bonus with the second screen is you can actually have more screens at your workplace.
Yes.
And you can get a ton done with more than just one screen.
I found some TVs for $120 at Best Buy.
That's so crazy.
Like big ones.
So, Chup, I want to put that on the show notes, though, a technology that can help you quite a bit. There's a study that was done by Carnegie Mellon shows that you can improve your efficiency dramatically by having multiple monitors up, so you don't have to close a document completely.
Yeah.
And then open up another document. So having multiple screens is powerful. Another technology that's really, really helped me in business is Uber.
Oh, love Uber.
Because you might go into a city or you're traveling and you don't have to deal with the hassle of waiting for a taxi. And the Uber drivers get rated based on their performance. So you have a good driver picking you up in a black car. You can pay more for a kind of a nicer car. So you could be picked up in an SUV for about the same cost of it would cost you previously to ride in a taxi.
Yep.
And instead of being in a taxi where the driver smells like body odor, you can be actually in an Uber black car riding in style and the vehicle smells good. So that's a powerful tool.
Yep.
Another technology that's, again, I'm just listing off technologies that can help you because these are things that can absolutely help you. The ability to buy airline tickets online has just dramatically improved.
Yeah, because I used to have to drive down to the airport, and I would.
Did you do that really?
I'd stand there.
Did
I'd
you really?
Like, yeah, I need it. No.
But I mean, I remember I used to have to call.
I don't travel, so.
I remember I used to have to call, and you would call, and then you're trying to understand their available flights with a verbal conversation. It's hard to see them all right there.
Yep.
So that's a powerful thing. So again, I view technology as a sword, and a sword could be used to really, really help and empower you. Or it could be used to hurt you. Another technology is Square. All the credit card processing systems, Chup, Square is powerful. The ability to charge somebody by just plugging a little thing into your phone, that's powerful.
Yep.
WordPress is another technology. Now it makes it affordable for anybody to update their own website. So we build beautiful websites for our Thrive clients. But now through WordPress, you don't have to be a coder to know how to update it.
Yeah, like me. I actually can update my own website now.
So I'm going to ask you, Chup, and I'm going to ask you, Steve, if there's any technologies that you feel like have really, really helped improve your efficiency, to have been very helpful for you this year. And I'd also like for you to be able to add something to the list of technology that's been distracting you or hurting you or not helping you. So again, the root question was, with your technology, at this point in my life, is it more of a help or a hindrance? And so I'd like for you, Chup, to be able to list out anything that you feel like has helped you and any technology you feel like has hurt you. So let's go with the technology that has helped you.
I'm going to just pile onto the whole Google suite of products because I use Google Sheets for my to-do list every day.
Yes.
I use Google Calendar on my computer and my phone so that I always know where I need to be, what I need to be doing. The Gmail system, it all just ties everything in one spot that you used to have a planner and then you'd have to go find your Word documents. So everything is just tied into one spot. So it's made my life much more efficient because I have one place I can put everything. I know exactly what I need to do. And then I would say technology that is a hindrance and that I have to pay attention to in my life is things like Netflix, because I can get into some weird documentary or some cool show, and I'm one of those guys that will just binge watch if I don't like pay attention.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's 3 a.m. And
I want to make sure that you hear this, that you specifically hear this, Chup, but also that all the listeners do.
Yeah.
The way that the technology has been created is it's created to be addictive.
Right.
So Netflix wants you to watch the next video.
Facebook's the same way. YouTube's the same way.
It queues up the next thing,
It's all the same way. The creator's literally built into the system to work off of how your brain fires and how you get little rewards in your brain by getting notifications and pop-ups and all of these things. So they're trying to get you stuck on there, and you got to know
We'll put this on the show notes, but there's a book called Hooked, which explains to you the addiction of technology and how the companies have intentionally created that for you. And the best example I can give you is on Facebook, if you have the app on your phone, the application on your phone, there'll be a little red dot that'll pop up.
That's the worst.
That will let you know that somebody has said something about you. Mm. And because the human nature, being humans, whenever you go to a restaurant and let's say that you don't know anybody at the restaurant, but someone says the name Eric, or Clay, you immediately have a curiosity. I wonder what they're saying about me, or I wonder who said that.
Right.
And so Facebook actually created an addictive loop where they let you know if anything has been said about you or an organization that you care about. And so now you always feel this urge of like, oh my gosh, I wonder what they're saying. And sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're ripping you. And so now you feel like, oh my gosh, I want to check. I just want to make sure my reputation's good. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing out. I want to make sure I'm not missing an update about my favorite sports team or my favorite artist. I want to make sure that I don't miss out on anything. And so you're missing out on your life because you constantly don't want to miss out on these little updates.
Right.
And so I would encourage anybody, if you just be honest with yourself and say, is technology helping me or hurting me? We've recommended certain technologies that help, and we've also warned you about the ones that hurt. Steve, question I have for you. Is there any technology that you feel like has really helped you this year or in the last couple of years?
Yeah.
Is there any technology that's really hurt you?
Yeah. Call and video recording has been huge in helping us because we record all our calls now. We did learn that I tried to save some money initially
right.
on the video recording that I thought I could just read lips.
Can't do it.
You know, I was like, I don't need audio.
Oh, my Chup, gosh.
I would watch the video and I'd be like, I think he's saying, I don't know.
Right.
So I would encourage you to just buy it and buy it once and get something that works. We use Ring Central for our call recording and works pretty good.
Is he ordering garbanzo beans?
I don't know what he's saying. The bad lip reading thing.
Yeah.
So I think call recording has been huge for us. And then I'm going to jump in. Google Docs is the same thing. Like I run my whole life from all the Google suite of services. I use Google Docs, just like Chep said, Google Sheets for my to-do list. I learned that from you guys. That's probably why I do it.
That's right.
So Thrive Nation, if you want to optimize your life, the big thing you can do is you can ask yourself on a daily basis, what is my biggest limiting factor? And if you write that down and you realize, you know what? I now know what my biggest limiting factor is. I just don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to solve the problem. You got two action steps you can do. One, you can email us to info@thrivetimeshow.com and we'll answer the questions for you. Or two, is you can find the Thrive Time Show podcast on iTunes. So just do a quick search for the Thrive Time Show on iTunes. Do a quick search for the Thrive Time Show on iTunes. And when you do a quick search for that, you'll find us there listed on iTunes. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast and then give us an objective review. Just tell us how we're doing. Tell us how we're doing. Leave
tell
us an objective
truth.
Review. And then we're going to send you 2 free workshop tickets. Now you have to email us your contact information and proof that you did it to info@thrivetimeshow.com. And then we'll send you those 2 free tickets. Normally the tickets are $100 a piece with the scholarship we have going right now. We have a sponsorship from Paul Hood, so the tickets are lower right now than they normally are, but they're $99 a piece. And we give you 2 copies of the Boom Book, which lays out the 13 steps that Dr. Zellner and I have used, the 13 moves, the 13 steps, the proven path to building 13 multi-million dollar companies. So you get the 2 books and the 2 tickets, a $240 value.
And they're good.
All you have to do is leave us an objective review on iTunes and send us proof that you did it to info@thrivetimeshow.com. Steve, Chup.
Oh, yeah.
Thrive Nation. We always want to end this show with a boom, if possible. So now without any further ado, here we go. 3, 2, 1, boom!